Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Conflagration by Terry Ann is an inspiring memoir, an autobiographical depiction of the experiences she had on the beautiful island paradise of Guam that she says ultimately tried to kill her, or so it seemed. Since childhood, Terry Ann wanted to write. After learning English and becoming proficient, Guam provided the topic. Born on the very island that Christopher Columbus landed on and renamed Hispaniola, on the small country that still bears its original name, Haiti, she grew up in an isolated section of a small country town in Connecticut. Terry Ann, author of Conflagration, is back with us on This Week in America. Terry Ann, welcome back. It's great to have you with us on the program.
It's great to be here.
Had such a great time in talking with you about your book the last time. Decided we were going to do this again. So many more things and inspirational items that we can talk about in writing this book. I love what you've done with Conflagration in telling the story. Talk about writing the book. How was that for you? And in any help along the way? I mentioned that you always wanted to do this. You learned English. Then you became proficient, decided to write the book. What was this process like for you?
You mean the writing the book?
Writing the book part, yeah. How was that?
Well, it wasn't that very difficult because I didn't need to write an outline so much because it wasn't a regular story with a plot and a middle and an ending. It was what happened. I was going to write just about what happened, the accident. And I thought, well, gee, you know, that's such a small part. I need to give some background. What was I doing on this island thousands of miles away from home? Thousands of miles from everybody that I knew. So I decided to write a little bit more, you know, to tell people what my life was like there, what the people were like, how beautiful and wonderful they were, and how beautiful and wonderful the island was. And, you know, the few things that happened that were very scary, like the typhoons and the earthquake. Oh, I told you about the earthquake, right?
Yes. I remember that story vividly, the way that you told it and write about it in the book Conflagration.
Yeah, well, they say cats, animals are supposed to have a sixth sense about these things. Well, my cat at the time was Theodore. This was like two cats before Jason over here. And Theodore was just laying on the floor underneath my chair, just taking a nap. And all of a sudden, I heard, it sounded like a train going past my apartment. I was like, I'm not near any train tracks. And I was about to look out the door, and then the house was shaking, and one of the cabinet doors opened, and something fell out of the cabinet, missed my head by a couple of inches.
Wow.
And Theodore slept through the entire thing.
That is the best way to do that.
I opened the back door, and the trees were dancing. I was like, what on earth? And I'm banging on the landlord's door, and they didn't hear me, obviously, because there was so much noise from the earthquake. And then I ran around to the other door, the front door, and there was about two other people there, and we saw each other scream and ran towards each other with hugging and screaming during the earthquake.
It's just one of the stories you'll find in Terry Ann's book,
just
Conflagration.
One.
Yes, so many there. And this is the second program we've done with Terry Ann. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us in our archives, you can listen to the audio from the first program. Click on video. You can go to YouTube on our YouTube channel and watch the video from the first program. I thought we'd talk about maybe some different aspects of life on Guam. We hear a lot about Guam. Don't fully understand, appreciate all the qualities of Guam. Let's talk about the social life there. What is that like? What was that like for you?
Wait a minute. No, I was not involved with the tomorrow social life. However, what I did partake in was they were predominantly Catholic, which meant that they had 1,000 saints, okay? And every weekend they had to celebrate a saint's day.
Oh, yes. That, yeah, there's a saint just every day or every other day that you do a celebration. Growing up in the Catholic Church, yes, I fully understand that.
So for the saint day, what they did was they had a barbecue on the side of the road with music blaring. And all you had to do was drive your car. When you hear the music and you see people standing around celebrating, pull over, join. And I did. I wrote about it in the book. My ex-husband was not interested in doing that. I did. And because he didn't do it, the children didn't do it. Well, too bad. They're lost.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they missed out on a lot of interacting with the people. The book is Conflagration by Terry Ann, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, TERI-ANNE, book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, and you can link on directly there as well. I touched on this the last time, too, and I'm still fascinated by the gaming that goes on the island of Guam. Just briefly talk about that and other activities that you were involved in there, because you really socially had your hands full, didn't you?
Of course, I kept busy. First of all, gaming. Gaming is a bunch of people. The ideal game, according to the original writer, Gary Gygax, and I think it was Arneson was his partner, they wrote that the ideal game was 4 to 6 players. If only I ever had a group that small.
Okay.
I've often gotten up to 13 people.
Wow.
You know, playing at my table. But the whole thing is, one person comes up with an idea for an adventure. Their friend comes over. They make up characters to partake in the adventures. They're the characters of the adventure. And they have dice that you roll to see whether or not what they choose to do, how they choose to solve their problems, work or not. And you have different ways of winning the situation. You can either kill all the monsters, you can solve a problem, you can make the GM laugh. I've done that a couple of times. And there's so many ways. And when you have these group of people that meet together week after week after week, you become like family. You eat together, you game together, and you socialize together. And another social activity that gamers often partake in, and I have to make those kinds of adjustments, is because not all gamers do all the same things.
With us on the program is Terry Ann. The book is Conflagration. You'll find it available at Amazon, all of the usual places. So go ahead with your story, please.
Yeah, well, another thing that gamers like to get involved in, and not just gamers, we also had some non-gamers. It was called the Society for Creative Anachronism, SCA. And that's okay. When you dress up like people from the Middle Ages. You can be anything from a barbarian to a lord or a king or whatever. You know, you win the right to be king by right of combat. And there was one guy there, we call him Half-Orc Kinslayer. An orc, I don't know if you've watched The Hobbit or J.R.R. Tolkien's stories about The Hobbit.
Oh, familiar with it, yes. Yes.
The Ring series. Well, he is the one who came up with the hobbits. So they're mean, nasty creatures. And one guy decided to call himself Half-Orc Kinslayer because according to his background story, he killed all of his family and became lord of his tribe. So Half-Orc was my nemesis. And the thing about the SCA is one guy has to insult somebody. So the person, and me being a woman, I chose not to fight, mostly because I was disabled by then. I chose not to fight, so I had a champion fight for me. And my champion was this very thin young man that we never saw fight. And then I call him Adam in the book. And Brian knew my language was French, which meant immediately he had to butcher French. He would say the worst things. And then I would tell him, just wait until I have one. My champion will trounce you. Adam was a very thin young man. We never saw him fight, ever. He never picked up a sword to fight. And Brian was the champion among us. He was the best fighter, a big brawly guy, about 160 pounds, almost 6 foot tall. And he won the Japanese, area. He went from island to island fighting other SCA members, other warriors.
Okay, yes.
And he came back as champion. He won the Pacific championship.
He became Yeah, that just to finish the story. I love this story. I'm sort of picturing this.
We just loved him. Oh, he was funny. He was wonderful. But he was my nemesis because he butchered French. And supposedly Adam was supposed to go up against him and fight. And every time I would challenge, make this challenge, you know, because of Brian being, you know, a jerk like he was, everybody would laugh. It was a lot of fun. But it never happened. And I think if you read in the book, what happened was Brian met up with a truck. I don't know if he was in a motorcycle or if he was in a car himself. He was fortunate that he lived because he broke so many bones. And we were on pins and needles hoping that Brian lived. And guess who donated blood?
I'm thinking maybe you did?
No.
Oh.
I'm an AB positive, the recipient, I'm not the donor. I can't give blood to anybody.
Okay.
But I can take blood from anybody.
So who did give blood?
I'm sorry?
Who did give blood?
Read the book, find out.
Okay, that's in the book, by the way.
I thought maybe we'd do a spoiler
alert there, but couldn't quite get the job done. Conflagration, Conflagration. If you're Googling, Terry Ann, Terri-Anne. A memoir, some great stories in there, an inspiring memoir. Time is going by so quickly. I want to talk about the military. You had so many friends, of a lot of your life involved
the military.
What was the military life like there?
Well, it depends. Basic training, of course, was supposed to be grueling and hard and everything else, except that I'm 5 foot, almost seven, 5 foot six and 3/4 inches. And my TI was a woman that was 5'2". And she wanted to pick on me. She would come up to me. My maiden name was Joseph. And she would come up to me and shout up to my face saying, "Joseph, what's your major malfunction?" And of course, that was so funny, Rick. I can't tell you how funny it was. But if you laugh, you're dead. So I had to not laugh the entire time that she was doing that. And of course, we had the PT, the obstacle course, the GI parties. You know, GI parties is code for you have to clean the entire dormitory. You have to be so picky. You had to roll up your stockings like parachute rolls and all sorts of things like that. But we were women. And when we got out of our dorm for a pass or anything like that, the poor lonely men, we shared the base with men at Lackland Air Force Base. And our TI used to take our flight and park us between two flights, men on this side and men on that side. And as soon as she turned her back, we were free to talk. We couldn't move away from our spots. And the guys could not wait to talk to us. That's where I met my ex-husband.
Okay.
Not exactly in one of those situations, but I met him. I forget exactly how I met him, but oh yeah, I was on base leave and I was going to the BX. That's base exchange. And I come out with a new camera, the Polaroid camera that you pull out and you watch the picture
develop. Yes.
And it was brand new technology then. I didn't know how it worked. A brand new camera. And so I needed a subject for it. And I see this guy standing across the street. I go, you, go stand over there. I need to test my camera. I take a picture. In the meantime, four white women grabbed his arm and took a picture with him. And then when the picture was over, I was walking back to my dorm, and he follows me. I'm like, what the heck did I do? And then every time I step out of my dormitory, he was there. You know, he walked me here, he walked me there.
Yes.
And then when I went to Mississippi for my tech school, he called me to tell me he was coming to visit me. I'm there, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. So I gave him a deadline. He was supposed to be there on the 4th of July before midnight. Midnight came and passed, and he didn't show up. Oh, this turkey, forget about him. So I'm sitting in the CQ room. A CQ room is a large room where all the GIs get together after work, after school, whatever, and you can relax, you can watch TV, you can play games, you can do whatever. Our squadron game was Risk. Mm. I was never the Risk champion, but I was a devotee like you would not believe. So here I am losing at Risk, and all of a sudden I hear, Joseph, what? Somebody's here to see you. What? So I looked up, and there's this guy grinning at me with this crooked grin. I recognized him from the guy who stood me up on the 4th of July.
Yes.
I looked up at the clock. It's 1 minute past midnight. And I turned around and looked at him. I said, you're late. He was a cop. Everybody goes, you know, how dare she talk to a cop like that? It was the week after our squadron had gotten busted for drugs. They thought he was there to arrest me. So I looked at him, I said, you're late. And I turned around and I refused to talk to him for the next 3 hours until I lost my game.
So many stories, so many memories.
He sat there the entire time.
That was a positive sign. He was interested. Little did he know that all started with the Polaroid camera and just trying to get a picture taken, and led to that relationship. The book is Conflagration. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning, you said that Guam was cursed. Briefly, what did you mean by that?
You mean all the earthquakes and typhoons? And
I guess you explained some of it, yes. I guess it explained some of it. That would seem like it, yes.
I was a foreigner there. I was just there visiting because my ex-husband was still in the military. I was a disabled vet, so I had gotten out already. You know, I had a thyroid problem. I was humongous, Rick. I was 400 pounds when I got discharged.
Boy, hard to believe.
I was 350 by the time the gas tanker accident happened. Not only that, but I had gotten into a car accident 2 days before my sister's wedding. So my bad back was hurting me while I was running away from the gas tanker, hoping to get away before the thing exploded.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, you have to read that, because in that one day, one afternoon, count them, 6 different ways, I would have been ended. There would have been no more Terry Ann. 6 different ways.
All in the book, Conflagration.
All within less than an hour, I would say.
That's just amazing. What you've been through. I've got a minute or so left here at the end. How are you doing today? You look in good shape. You're smiling. I love the laugh.
Well, I'm not in such good shape. I'm a diabetic amputee. I lost both legs.
We got a big smile and a great personality.
But you know something? The best thing I ever did in my life, the wisest thing I did, this is another story. When I was 22, I didn't graduate college. My father wanted me to, but I was like prideful, because if I couldn't graduate at 21, like I was supposed to, I was not going to continue. I was sick from the time I was 21 till about 3 months later. So a friend of mine says to me, let's join the Air Force. It'll be an adventure. So off I went. That's how I got away from a domineering Latin father. Ask any Latina what a domineering Latin father is like. They will fill in the blanks.
Well, and you'll tell us in the book, Conflagration, it is always fun to have Terry with us on the program. Terry Ann, that's T-E-R-I-A-N-N-E, two N's. Conflagration, the book's available. Amazon, wherever books are sold. Terry, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. So many great stories. You've done such an excellent job. Briefly here at the end, are you writing another book now? Because you're a great storyteller.
I've started, but I've been busy doing this, that, and everything else. I happen to be duct tape, okay? Light on one side, dark on the other, and I hold the world together.
Well, somebody needs to.
I hold the universe together.
Somebody needs to, and we appreciate you being the volunteer to do that. But get to work on the new book so we got so we can talk about it. I would love to read the new book. This one you will enjoy. An inspiring memoir, Conflagration by Terry Ann. Books at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on for all the information. Terry Ann, always a pleasure. Looking forward to doing again. Take care. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much, and it was my pleasure as well.
Terry Ann, author of Conflagration on This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.